Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2010 were presented on Thursday, April 29th. Calliope means beautiful voiced, like the muse of eloquence and poetry. A calliope is a musical instrument, a steam organ. Calliope is a species of hummingbird. And Calliope is the student journal of art and literature, published every spring at Northern Virginia Community College, Annandale campus. It is a collaboration of the departments of English and Liberal Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages and Literature. The Calliope Committee is grateful to Annandale faculty and staff for their continued and generous support. Office of the Provost, Office of Student Development, Division of Languages and Literature, Division of Liberal Arts, Lyceum Committee, Languages and Literature Events Committee, Media Manager and Staff of the Nova Office of Public Information and Publications, and the faculty and students of the campus creative writing and art courses. Now you will hear winners in the category of poetry as they read their works. Third prize, Jessica Redmiles, Mass Production.
When they leapt out of the sky, the first inkling was of birth, and they fell to the ground, sleeping. Second came the dream of growth. They stretched into the soil and were born. The curtains rose on flat-baked earth, but the diva was a no-show, so they relinquished the role to the sleepers, the dreamers, and it was made the tapestry of deep magic sparkling on opening night. Then on the second show, the evening matinee, the lights screeched down on their unwillingness as randomness was forced out of its patternless flow, and in the glare of the whiplash of light, each and every last of them withered before overture.
Second prize, Joshua Lawson, Couplets for Jeanette.
Goslings float in single file on a lake in the spring sun, and green leaves grow anew, and this town is dying. Mother tends her garden, and a collage of flowers bloom, and father is paid in cash, under the table, under the sun. Birds rejoice in choirs over flocks of mourners, and a funeral procession proceeds down neglected public roadways. A eulogy is written in poem, and this town is dying.
First prize, Linda Jean King, Summer Eddies.
I drift on summer eddies, an exhausted dragonfly drying her wings in dappled sunlight. A slow mist curls upward like burning sage, releasing pain and prayers. The tranquil river has forgotten the summer storms that raged in distant mountains, swelling it with violence until in early spring it shook and surged and swept us under for 10 long nights until mom in fragile weakness finally let go. Whispers nudge me in circles beneath the shimmer of late summer. Startled by a crimson leaf splashing nearby, I begin to listen for the first rumblings of the coming winter storm, my aging father. And to all the students, I say, don't give up.
Now you will hear winners in the category of English as a Second Language as they read their works. Third prize, Xiehe Cheng, Early Morning Activity.
The Early Morning Activity. Tai Chi, the order. Chinese martial art is widely practiced in the Taiwan community and is popular with the senior citizens for health reasons. As the time went up, however, Tai Chi became a slowly relaxed and peaceful movement in which helped to building a strong body against disease. It is still dark, mystery covered with a square in a silent mountain. People began to gather around the outside of the temple and have a warm-up exercise before the actual practice. Later, they start a series of continual boxing and kicking movement. The uniform movement follows with the tempo of a gentle music. They may deliver a punch, spread their arm, strike with their heel, or kick with their leg along one direction, turn and hand in for another direction suddenly. They follow up with other form boxing and kicking movement. As the sun emerged from the distant mountains, most of them dropped a little sweat. As the music ended at 6:30 a.m., the morning activity is over, and the business work is begin.
Second prize, Tegawazi Gebrselassie, Ethiopian Coffee Ceremony.
The Ethiopian Coffee Ceremony. The coffee ceremony is a very special event in Ethiopian culture. The ceremony is carried out in the presence of guests, during religious holidays, and simply as a daily basis. The ceremony is a unique example of Ethiopian hospitality. The major part of this ceremony are washing and roasting the coffee beans, grinding the roasted coffee, and brewing and serving the coffee with the snacks. The ceremony is led by a woman dressed in a traditional Ethiopian costume of a white dress with a color woven border. In most parts of Ethiopia, the ceremony is also a moment when thoughtfulness is given to human relations. Social, political, and economical issues are raised, and community problems also discussed. The ceremony is a unique lifestyle and an example of Ethiopian cultural hospitality. Thank you.
First prize, An Twe Nuen Sanctuary.
Hi, everybody. This is my writing about my sanctuary. When I was a child of 10 or 11, my family lived in a small house in Saigon City, the capital of Vietnam before 1975. This house was where I spent my childhood and the place I will never forget is the roof of the house. My father planted two big fruit trees beside the house. I remember one was the star fruit tree and the other was the tamarind tree. Every year in July and August, these trees were full of ripe fruits. We could see the green with a little pink on the star fruit and the light brown skin of the tamarind fruit. This fruit became my own private place. Many times, my best friend and I climbed up those trees and jumped from them to the roof of the house. The sky was as blue as the ocean, with white clouds dotted over our heads. We would always bring a small knife so we could enjoy the delicious star fruit, which tasted like sweet milk. When I cut the star fruit horizontally, I could see the white milk of the fruit and thick black seeds shaped like a star in the middle. I have never forgotten the taste of tamarind either. It is sour and sweet, but it always leaves a sweet taste after eating it. My friend and I sat and talked until we could smell the fruit cooking in the kitchen. Then we knew that it was late and time to eat. This was also where I used to read. The sunshine and fresh weather in the morning always attracted me. The yellow sunlight spread all over the roof of the house. I could hear leaves rustle and smell the aroma of ripe fruits lightly in the air. I sat there and spent 4 or 5 hours reading adventure books. It felt very comfortable and peaceful. In addition, if I wanted to escape my problems, when I didn't receive a good score in school or when my mother yelled at me for some reason. This was my private sanctuary. Anytime I wanted to be alone, I could go there and nobody knew where I was. The roof of my childhood house and all the memories about it are always deep in my thought, even though many years have passed. Today, when I feel stressed, I close my eyes and relive memories, feeling the same peacefulness. Thank you very much.
Don't miss our next podcast. You'll want to hear winners in the categories of creative nonfiction and of fiction. Robert Brown of NOVA's Web Services and Digital Media served as technical editor. NOVA, a great place to teach, a great place to learn. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.